Welcome back to You Make the Call. It's time for our weekly segment with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com.
Oh, the Big 12's got three games on the list that we'll discuss. Cowboys and Saints Sunday night, Texans and Carolina after the big win from Houston and San Diego. And, oh, by the way, Lee Sterling, they just keep on cranking out winners. Their college football game of the year is coming up this weekend. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com on Twitter and on the website, joins us on ESPN Central Texas. Let's start. Oklahoma and Texas Tech have put up some crazies over the year, not just the Patrick Mahomes 100-88 game, whatever that was, but there's been some crazy finishes in this. But Oklahoma, a 4-touchdown favorite this weekend against the Red Raiders.
And it might be too light. Here's the problem for Texas Tech. If they had Alan Bowman, they have a chance to cover the game. They can come back and they can score some points. But the difference between Bowman and the next two backup quarterbacks, I mean, I think it's monumental. And on defense, there's only maybe 5 or 6 teams, I think, that can slow down Oklahoma on offense. And they just don't have the players. You got to have a defensive line like an Auburn, guys that can get off blocks and disrupt things and make things happen. And just don't think Texas Tech has that. And so if they want to sit back, then Oklahoma's going to run all over them. If they want to commit to the run, Oklahoma will throw up top. So I think this is going to be blowout here. It's going to get ugly early. I like Oklahoma here, 63-6.
Oh, my God.
63-6.
Jeez. Yeah. I hope Texas Tech makes that with their legs. Gosh. Oklahoma State and Kansas State, these are two pretty surprising teams, Lee.
They are, and I mean, Spencer Sanders is a player. I mean, he hangs around for his senior year. He's going to probably shatter every record that they have passing. He's that good. And the kid has heart. But let me tell you something. The end of the game, they had nothing left that team. They were played out. Now they got to play a Kansas State team who is much better than people thought, coming off a bye. I don't know what Bill Snyder was doing last year. Skylar Thompson was the better quarterback by far. I said it from the beginning. Finally, Delton finally moves on. And if they had better receivers, this guy would be maybe a top 15 Heisman hopeful. So I like Kansas State here. They're even running the football here, blitzing more on defense with their linebackers. I think the wrong team's favorite. I think Kansas State upsets Oklahoma State here at 31-28.
Well, I wondered about how they'll bounce back because they were in position 3 or 4 times, it seemed like, to try to grab control of the game with Texas, but they just couldn't do it. Some weird things at the end.
Also, the three fumble punts were certainly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Texas could not hold it. Yeah, they muffed a bunch of. Okay. Yep. The game we have, 2:30 tomorrow, Iowa State, Baylor, a little bad blood from last year. Two similar type focus programs, coaches. I still think Iowa State's just ahead of the curve here against Baylor. Your thoughts about the Cyclones and the Bears tomorrow?
I think they are too, but you know there are some ways they can attack them. I think they got to go after the corners here, the two young corners, and they've got to throw some on first down and hit some out routes, hit some play action on first down. We're seeing it in the NFL. Teams are doing it now. I mean, the passing lanes are so much more open on first down. But here's the problem. This Iowa State team, I think they played better opposition. It looks like almost Bill Snyder's been scheduling the Baylor first three games. Iowa State's already played Iowa, and I think that's a big plus for them. And if you step in front of them, Iowa State, the last 35 games, you're getting run over or you're living under the bridge because they are 25-10 against the spread. They got a good run defense. Last year they allowed just 3.3 yards per carry. This year they only lost one of those 7 guys. So I think Iowa State's probably still a little ahead of Baylor. I like them 30-23.
All right, Lee, into the NFL, Houston versus Carolina.
Yeah, and went on with that Carolina team. Kyle Allen was incredible, 4 touchdown passes, but now a team has some film on them that'll help out. Houston, they're one long Will Lutz field goal away from a 3-0 start. And I've noticed once they get the pass rush going, this is a much better team, and they had 5 sacks last week, 2 of them by J.J. Watt. Here's a guy in 5 or 6 games, he can amass double-digit sacks here, and Watson has some real weapons at receiver. I think Houston pulls away late, 28-20.
Dallas, the Cowboys against the Saints, and the Cowboys are unbeaten. The Saints coming off the win in Seattle, but without Drew Brees.
Yeah, and last year's game, everyone talks about New Orleans. You know, the big game for them was the Rams. I think Dallas is just as big for them because they went into Jerry's World last year, and they got beat 13-10. But make no mistake about it, they were shut down. They only had 179 yards of total offense. That score could have been like 31-3. It was utter domination. I think Dallas is a top-three team in the NFC, but they're a little behind the Rams in New Orleans. They have played no one this year. They played the Giants when Eli was quarterbacking them, maybe the second-worst team in the NFL in the Washington Redskins, and by far the worst team in the NFL, the Miami Dolphins. So New Orleans has already played Houston, the Rams, and Seattle. They're more battle-tested, and the guy here is Teddy Bridgewater. You know, they managed a game for him last week, but this will be his second start. I think he'll feel more comfortable. You'll see him run maybe a little bit more, starting to regain his health and look like, you know, you saw in the second half some semblance of what he could do when he was with Minnesota here. And how about this, the Saints, last seven times as a home dog, they've covered six of them. Wrong team favored, New Orleans 23-20 over Dallas.
All right, thank you, Lee, on that one. And now your game of the week, TCU coming off the loss. Yep. To SMU, and Kansas has shown that they're not going to be pushed around. Whether it's sustainable the rest of the year remains to be seen.
Big game for both teams if they want to get to bowl games. You want to get this game, just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get this game. And what kind of roll have we been on? I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. Over the last decade, we are now 39-14 on our 40 to 50 unit plays. So far, we've given out two. First one was the Oregon Ducks. They won 77-6 over Nevada. Week after that, Central Florida demolished Stanford. My biggest play of the year goes on Saturday. So if you're ever going to get involved with me, this is the biggest game. I've got over five figures riding on this game. Found a mismatch. The line's off by three touchdowns. You want to get the game, you can buy the game individually, $197. Or how about this? It's not October coming up. It's a Locktober. 5 weeks of my executive phone service, just $397. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
All right, my man. Lee Sterling, thank you. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. That's